Super Furry Animals, Inaugural Trams, one of the choices of our guest, David Tennant. Did we have a round of applause for David? Normally we do in this sort of Steve Wright style. Yeah, we always do that. I feel guilty.
Posse.
Honestly, it is a posse, and I have no shame in that. To me, the idea of just talking blindly into the thin air just seems bizarre. That's not how I normally talk.
Yeah.
So I like to have friends around.
I don't know how they do it. The DJs who do it on their own, I don't know how they do it.
And every day, some of them.
What do you do?
It's extraordinary.
What do you talk about?
Well, you rely on lovely emails like this one. Siobhan Blakey, she says, a happy belated happy birthday to you, David. I didn't realise.
It was yesterday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And she says, would you say hello to her daughter, Amelia?
Hi, Amelia.
There you are, done. That's made their lives. I feel so guilty. We should have brought you a gift or
something. You should have brought me a gift. Maybe these are... I wondered if these were my
please,
gift.
Please. What is this?
I baked a cake the other
day. A little cake.
We did actually bake you a cake.
Nigel Slater cake, isn't it?
Yeah, most of it's gone.
There's no candles
to
be seen.
What kind of cake is it?
Chocolate almond.
Ooh, yeah, smells fantastic.
I'll be honest, David, we're not quite as rock and roll as the station might suggest. You know, he's been baking a lovely cake before he came in. I mean, it's a shame, but there we are.
Shame in a cake.
We were being very disrespectful to you earlier because we were Harry and I were talking off air about how much we hate you, David.
Right.
Chiefly, I think, because despite your overwhelming success, you seem like such a bloody nice bloke, and it really sickens and angers me. Why have you not been corrupted by...
You've not been corrupted by fame and success.
Yes, but I don't have hordes of people turning up to, you know, every possible place I go. I don't have, you know, kind of Beatlemania surrounding me.
Oh.
I don't know how you stay sane.
Well, it's all that's just silly, isn't it?
I know it is, but you know, greater men than you have had their head turned by that sort of thing.
I don't really know how to answer that.
You were always sort of level-headed. You always understood the kind of absurdities of show business, did you?
I don't know. Maybe if I'd been 21 when it all happened, maybe not. I don't know. It's difficult to say. I very well brought up. That's what it is.
Well, this is what it struck me that you were probably very well raised, because I met young Daniel Radcliffe and he was very... I thought, you're a very well raised
lad.
He's
very well raised, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a lovely lad.
Round of applause for good parenting.
Yeah.
At long last.
Yeah. It's true, and because Daniel's parents are around him all the time and they're a credit to him. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And
he's a credit to them. That's how it goes, isn't it? It's that way around, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. They're a credit to him. and is it right that you were always kind of as a young person kind of desperate to be who? Was that true, or is that something that
you've
just
called? Well, I always wanted to be an actor, and one of the things that inspired me from the off was watching Doctor Who.
Really?
Watching John Pertwee turn into Tom Baker, I just thought was the finest thing that had ever happened. It was such an extraordinary, brilliant thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so when you actually got the chance, had you already planned how you were going to approach that role if it ever came to you? Because I always remember as a young kid, I always wanted to play Sherlock Holmes in some kind of grand ITV version inspired by Jeremy Brett's performance.
That could still happen.
Please, fingers are crossed.
Listen, the way ITV are going now, if you took that idea to them, they'd lap it up.
I tell you what, I don't want to... But please, me as Holmes, you as Watson.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh.
Let's do it.
Because there's never been a West Country Holmes. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong
Why
with
does he
that.
Need to sound sophisticated and intelligent?
You
Why
can do the voice. Can or is you? Can't you do the voice?
Do you know what I've just realised?
What?
It's the wrong way around, isn't it? You have to play Holmes, so I have to be bumbling Watson.
No, if you want to be Holmes, I would stand in your way.
Because I always loved that sort of wild eccentricity, and it always struck me that that Doctor Who, in a way, was kind of Sherlock Holmes in space.
Well, really similar. Really? Yeah, there's a lot of inspiration there.
Yeah,
I think. But there's about to be a new Holmes, you know. Benedict Cumberbatch is about
to
be a new Holmes.
Oh, once again, a posho.
Yeah, a bit of a posho. Martin Freeman as Dr. Watson.
Good, again, an excellent piece of casting.
Yeah,
my day has passed. But how did you decide what he was going to be like? How did you sort of...
I just got the script, really. Just took it from the script and then just sort of jazzed with it.
Sure. You just freeformed. Please, sue me.
Come on.
That's the way I operate. Yeah.
because the script are very well written. Russell T. Davis is a great writer. So you just take it and run with it.
And what are the limitations of the sonic screwdriver? Can it do anything?
It can. It
seems to have got you out of a lot of...
It can, but there are some things it can't do.
Because I don't remember it being used this much in the old series.
I think it depends when you tuned in, but it can. There are a couple of times, I have to say, I think there are twice the time of doing it, when I've actually phoned up and went, can we, come on, seriously?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, it sent a thing around the whole planet and came back and did what? Come on.
It made me invisible? What?
But as long as it doesn't, you know, as long as it just keeps the story moving.
Of course.
Rather than solving the whole story, then I think that's fair enough, isn't it?
I once tried to make a canine when I was young.
Did you?
But I, instead of, and I've often mentioned this, instead of, I got a giant block of wood. Instead of trying
wood?
To...
Wood?
Yes, out of wood. Well, I thought I'd
not
make
a cardboard
it,
box like any other
no,
child.
No, no, no. I was going to go for the whole, the real deal. Yeah. I was measuring
wood
it out.
From an oak.
Honestly, I had plans drawn up. I had the whole deal, spray. But you, like you say, instead of trying to take small sheets of wood and put it and bolt it together, yeah. I decided I was going to carve it from one giant block of wood. It was the most wrong, ambitious
it.
Thing.
It really was.
That sort of an 11 or 12 year old person has ever done. I don't know why my parents were letting me play with chisels. And I got a chisel. I went whack. I made barely an indentation. I thought it's going to be too hard. And abandoned it instantly. It was it.
Do you still have the plans?
I think I may have the plans because I had all the Who. I know I've never talked about this, but I had all the Who memorabilia. I had the Daleks. Right. I mean, this is in the glory days, in the great days when it was good.
The other days.
In the other days, yeah. When it was cheaper. I had all the books, all the annuals.
Yeah, good.
I've still got all at my parents' house. Don't worry about that. They're under lock and key. They'll be on eBay one day.
Yeah.
And there was a book that kind of had sort of, you know, had plans and drawings for K9 in it.
I'm sure they did. They didn't see the whittle it from up.
They almost certainly didn't. Because it's not very sci-fi.
No, not
it's a very sci-fi approach, that.
Yeah.
But were you similarly, I mean, because we were talking earlier, because later we've got a session from Gomez, who is Sammy's favourite band, and she was just genuinely overwhelmed yesterday when she met them. Did you ever have that sort of infatuation with either Who or anyone else? Did you have that kind of fan worship?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, I still do a little bit. If you meet someone... But I stop myself now, because you kind of think, I suppose when you've been on the other side of it a little bit,
yes,
you kind of know that it's, you kind of know what it is to... The other day I was in Cardiff Bay, because Doctor Who's filmed in Cardiff, buying a coffee, and there was, who's the little fella from Manic Street Preachers? There he was.
Not the one that disappeared about 10 years ago. Because I'll be honest with you, we ought to email someone.
Yeah, but I thought, leave him alone. Let the man have his coffee.
Imagine his surprise when he got tapped on the shoulder by you.
By Doctor Who.
I've been discovered by Doctor Who.
The sonic screwdrivers brought back Richie Edwards.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, I was going to go up and say hello, and then I thought, leave the man.
Let's just clarify. It was
James Dean Bradfield.
Yeah. Right. He's only little, you know. He's only little.
Yeah. Sure.
But, you know, there's something you sort of, you thought, wow, it's, I couldn't remember his name, which is the other reason. Yeah. The other reason I thought, don't go up to him. Don't go, you're the little fella from Manic Street Preachers.
Just pat him on the head. Wow. Yes.
But yeah, I still get that thing of going, I'd love to say hello to him. And then you think, leave him alone.
Yes,
come on,
yes.
Let him have a cup of tea.
I know what you mean. I do occasionally, if I see someone, I do get kind of weirdly carried away.
Yeah, of course. I saw Morrissey. Do you know Kettner's in London, the little pizza restaurant? It's not a little, it's quite a big pizza restaurant in London. I saw Morrissey once having a pizza. And there's something...
doesn't eat pizza,
he
surely.
He does. Meat-free. not a meat feast. Yeah. That would have been a coup. But I've not even ever been that big a Smiths fan. I mean, I've always liked him, and I like his solo stuff. But there's something about Morrissey. He's a kind of... He's a thing, isn't he? He's a creation.
He's a thing.
He just comes with... With aura.
Such an extraordinary kind of baggage. But was he sat? I just imagine him sat on his own. Because I don't know Kettner, so I'm imagining it like Pizza Hut, and you see him through the glass, he's sat on his own. There's just a trail of cheese. it just springs off and hits him in the quiff. I can't quite imagine Morrissey eating a pizza.
No, he was looking remarkably normal. He was just sitting there.
Was he on his own?
With a mate.
Oh, with a mate. Right.
They were laughing and joking, Morrissey and his mate.
Was it Johnny Marr? Because again, this is a big coup.
No, it was. It was just a bloke.
Okay, all right.
I think it was the guy that went missing from the Manic Street.
Hey! Listen, let's have another musical choice from you. We've got a cracking tune from Elvis Costello here.
Yeah. This was... Do you ever put your iPod on shuffle and something comes up and you go, that's what happened to me the other day. And I thought, that is one of the greatest songs of all time. And isn't it amazing? And I thought, let's play on the radio.
Great.